Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I will try to remove today relates to a particular measure which was adopted by the Prophet Joseph sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his times, and which can be termed, and which has been termed by many people as objectionable, because he cast false allegations on certain people in this regard. Now, in order to present certain details, of course we need to have recourse to Surah Yusuf of the Quran, and I'll just very briefly point out the fact that we know from Surah Yusuf that there was a time when the Prophet Joseph sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become a very powerful person in the government of Egypt. He was almost the prime minister. He was looking after the finances of the government. And it was in these times that we know that there was a severe drought which took place in Egypt. And not only in Egypt, it spread to neighboring lands as well, in Canaan, for example. Now, it was in these times that the Prophet Joseph's brothers had come from all the way from Canaan to Egypt in order to procure some provisions, because in their own land there was severe drought. Now, the Prophet Joseph wanted to take back his brother, who was of course his younger brother Benjamin, who was named Benjamin in the Bible. He did not want Benjamin to go back with his brothers, and for this it is said that he adopted a certain measure which of course is objectionable in the eyes of many people. And what he did was, in this regard, is that he took the goblet or the drinking cup of the king, and he placed it in the provisions of the caravan, which of course consisted of his brothers. So he placed the royal cup in the provisions of his brothers, and this is and then of course the situation is, and the proceeding is, that he did not just content himself with this. He went further and had the royal guards announce the fact that these caravan people, they are the people who have stolen this, and they are called thieves. It is said by the bidding of the Prophet Joseph. It was at his own behest that these royal guards called these caravan people as thieves. Whereas, of course, we know the matter of fact is that it was, as these people say, that it was the Prophet Joseph himself who had taken that royal cup and placed it in the provisions of the caravan. It was not the fact that they had stolen it. So the whole affair and the whole episode casts severe aspersions on the character of the Prophet Joseph. It is alleged, it is of course surmised as a result, that in order to stop his brother Benjamin from going back, what he did was that he himself took this cup and placed it in the provisions of the caravan, and then he actually blamed the caravan for stealing it by asking the guards to announce the fact that they are the ones who had stolen it. Now, this of course was the fact, the reason he did this was, because in the laws of Egypt, if a person had stolen something, then he would become the slave of the person from who had stolen that thing in case this matter was exposed. And so it is said that once the people or the royal guard started to find out the provisions, they searched the provision, and once they found the royal goblet or the royal cup in the provision of the Prophet Joseph's brother Benjamin, so it became possible for the Prophet Joseph to stop over his brother with him in this regard. And of course, this whole incident very, very badly portrays the character of the Prophet Joseph, because he actually blamed the caravan for stealing that royal cup, whereas we know, as these people interpret these verses, that it was not people of the caravan who had stolen that royal cup, it was the Prophet Joseph who had taken the royal cup and placed it in their provisions. Now, if we analyze the Quran, we'll find that this is a very erroneous picture, a very wrong picture of the whole incident. What actually happened, and which can be gauged from the fact that the Quran very explicitly says, and the Almighty very explicitly says, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ, which means that the Almighty has actually said that I devised a ploy for the Prophet Joseph. The Almighty himself says that I devised a scheme for the Prophet Joseph. And the scheme, it seems, as we study the Quran, is that the royal goblet was lost, the king had lost it, and the Prophet Joseph himself placed his own goblet or his own drinking cup in the provisions of the caravan. And that is all that he did. And as far as the fact that the royal guards started blaming the caravan people that they had stolen the royal cup is concerned, this is something that the Prophet Joseph never did. This is what the royal guards did on their own behest. The royal cup had been stolen, and they thought that the caravan people had stolen it. So they just started blaming the caravan people. It is not that the Prophet Joseph himself had taken the royal goblet and placed it in the provisions of the caravan. These are two separate goblets. And the Quran therefore has used two separate words for them. Suwa al-Malik is the word used, or the expression used, for the cup or the goblet of the king. And for his own goblet or his own drinking cup, the word Saqaya is used. All that the Prophet Joseph did was he placed his own Saqaya, his own goblet, as was the case or the tradition in those times. People, in order to be good and honorable hosts, they would place certain things in the provisions of the people who would be visiting them. And this would be a sort of an honor they would bestow on them. And all that Prophet Joseph did was he placed his own Saqaya, his own goblet, in the provisions of the caravan, and that is all. As far as the goblet of the king was concerned, it was an entirely separate goblet. It got lost separately, and then it was the Almighty's own scheme, which of course manifested. And it was the royal guards who started blaming the people there who had visited them, the caravan people. And they thought that since these are the only persons who are new here, they must have stolen the royal goblet. So we can see from this whole affair that it was not the Prophet Joseph who had done anything. All he did was he had placed his own Saqaya, his own goblet, in the provisions of the caravan. It was the Almighty which had schemed such that the royal cup would get lost, it would get stolen somewhere, and then of course the royal guards would start searching for it, and then they will find it in the provisions of the caravan. Of course, not only in the provision of the caravan, but in the provision of the brother of Prophet Joseph, Benjamin. So that cup was found in the provisions of the Prophet Joseph, and this cup of course was not the royal cup. The cup that was found was the Saqaya, or the goblet of the Prophet Joseph. And this, of course, the Quran does not deal later on whether the royal cup was later found in their provisions or not. All the royal guards did was that when they started searching, they found the cup of the Prophet Joseph there. And of course, this meant that they could easily, or the Prophet Joseph could then of course easily stop over his brother from going back with the caravan. So if we view the whole incident in the light of these details, we can find that it is the Almighty who had planned this whole stratagem. He had devised this whole plan in a particular way. It is not at all right to say that the Prophet Joseph sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken the cup of the king and then placed that particular cup in the provisions of the caravan. These are two separate cups. The royal cup had been stolen or had got lost. That was a separate affair. And his own cup, the Prophet Joseph's own cup, was separately placed by him as a result of revelation or a wahi from the Almighty. He had just done that. That is all that he did. And that is why the Quran has said, "Kazalika kidna li Yusufa." The Almighty has said that we had devised a scheme for the Prophet Joseph. And of course, that scheme was when the Prophet Joseph's cup would be found in their provisions, then he would be able to stop the person with whom that cup was found. And we know that it was found with Benjamin, who was the brother of the Prophet Joseph. So we must view this whole incident in the light of these details. And if we view this in the light of these details, we find that the Prophet Joseph sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be blamed at all for any act of his. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.